One dozen suburban families are paying tuition to attend selective Philadelphia public schools. And members of City Council are not happy about the arrangement. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron reports.
District officials say they don't know how long the practice has been going on, but they acknowledge 12 students from outside the city are paying for slots at special admission schools. That revelation came during the school district's budget hearing before City Council. Cindy Bass was among several council members who urged the district to preserve all seats for Philly residents.
I think every member of council gets the calls where you have a parent who is frantically trying to get their child into a higher performing school and in the hopes of being able to get their child admitted to one of these special admit schools. And the idea that those spaces aren't available to them because they have somehow made their way to someone else. I really think that needs much further explanation.
The budget hearing is an annual opportunity for council members to grill district officials. It can be tense, especially when the district needs more money. That wasn't the case this year, but there was still plenty to discuss. Council members asked the district to add more librarians and music teachers, and Councilwoman Helen Gimm pressed the district to resolve its four-year contract dispute with the city's teachers union.
We've got a huge number of heroic educators in our city who are working in under-resourced and already understaffed schools, and they've been pushed to the limit.
In an online survey conducted by the union, more than half of the 1,000 teachers who responded say they're looking for work outside the district. Superintendent William Height says he and union leaders are in active negotiations. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.